Think you know the Brooks Ghost? Think again. Introducing the all-new, better-than-ever Ghost 16. Now with nitrogen-infused cushioning for lightweight, supreme softness that feels good every step, every street, every single day. So go ahead, take your daily joyride in the all-new nitrogen-infused Ghost 16. It'll turn your everyday miles into everyday endorphins. Let's run there. Head to brooksrunning.com to learn more.
The Malcolm Blight
Snap
Medal for the third person self-congratulator of the year.
1, 2, 3.
Just a content king.
You've actually won a medal, haven't you?
Best and fairest.
Yeah, I think it's called the Malcolm Blight Medal.
All the effort behind the scenes. Yeah. It's like, I'm like Mayweather, mate.
I'll just come here and make magic happen.
Things are going really well. Like, really, really well. Actually, we're killing it. We're airborne.
You get Dwayne's Wood on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Twitter. You can get Dwayne Russell on Instagram if you want to have a look at, you know, whatever I'm doing over daytime.
Been a big week in the third person self-congratulator of the year. It's a 60-vote week. The leaderboard as it sits, Diesel Williams out in front on 53. Old mate Picks on 49. Trying to go where no man's gone before and go back to 2015 when he last, or 2017 when he last won. Picks.
Oh, it's been a drought for me.
He's a two-time. Fitzmagic's third on 38. J-Bone's on 36. Johnny Steph, Tags 32. Cam Luke 30. And Gareth Hall 25. And the name word magnet's down there at 14. Right, it's a 60-vote week. Adam Cooney gets us going with a vote.
Dane Rampey's climbing goalposts. There's kicks after the siren. And strange things happen when the Bombers play Sydney. Cooney's kicking barrels from 60.
There you go.
One vote for Adam Cooney. The Rampey goalpost. Bit unlucky not to go in the draft today, by the way.
Was.
Campbell Brown gets one, the dog, for this.
This is one of the great... This is one of the great performances under extreme duress from me. Not only have I rocked up, I haven't complained. I've found winners.
Gets a vote. Dwayne Russell, has he been to the Olympics, the word magnet? Damn straight he has. One vote.
So on that, Hamish, well, I got you. I was lucky enough to broadcast. I was the caller for the equestrian at the London Olympic Games for Channel 9 and Fox when they were doing that coverage. And it was... Well, 13 to the 14 days in a row watching equestrian. I'd done a lot of prep for it.
He had a lot of prep. One vote.
A lot of prep, yeah.
Cam Vertedungen, who's on our grid walk, of course, does a great job. He gets two votes. He's dropping names.
I was interviewing Damon Hill on the Thursday night. I'll pick that name up just to, well, on the other way.
For your 19.
Mate. No, he's a ripper, Damon Hill. 1996 world champion.
Played,
Two votes to Fitzmagic.
I was talking to Kingy about this, of all people.
Mm.
In this day and age where...
What Kingy?
David King.
Okay, I thought you meant that, but yeah.
Yeah, we're tight, in case you didn't know.
Yeah, yep. Now, the multiple self-personality is an interesting character, made famous by Sally Pearson, the person, as opposed to Sally Pearson, the athlete, or Sally Pearson, the parent. And Matt Kennedy, the Carlton player, he's got a dose of a Sally Pearson's here with three votes.
I felt like I was almost living a double life at times. I was Matt Kennedy, the football player, and she was able to separate that from Matt Kennedy, the football player, to Matt Kennedy, the person.
Yep. And it's just Matt Kennedy, the football player, goes and sees Sally Pearson, the support person, about how Matt Kennedy, the footballer, can tap into Sally Pearson, the athlete's best traits. That would be my advice, Picks. We haven't got any of that. Sally was wonderful. We'll play that a little bit later on. Four votes to Tags. First for this. Sorry, old mate.
Yeah, also, how are you, boss, Pixie? I also heard you saying, I'm becoming a star.
You are.
I thought I was already that when I wrote a group one for Bart when I was 18.
Whole new level, next level star. Mate, and then this.
Brendan, he goes, hey, Tags, just a quick question. Who is vice-captain of the team if you are out injured or suffering a concussions protocol? Who is in charge? Still me. There's no vice-captain, just all me and...
See, Luke makes a lot of decisions.
He thinks he does.
Gareth makes a lot of decisions.
He thinks he does.
Huey tries to make a lot of decisions.
He thinks he does. They always seem to go to the captain even on his days off.
Yeah, so the Tags moves to 38. Getting three each or six total in the new Chadston Kia ad, which is just a beauty, is Jack Revold and Swanee Picks. They get three each for this.
Swanee, you see the Kia's getting a ute? Maybe that means the crew at Chaddy will get it.
Yeah, looked like a good pub in a TV ad. Mate, where was our invite? Now, you got to remember, I want a flag and a Brownlow. So I reckon they call it the Kia Swanee.
Mate, what about the Kia Jack? Three flags, three Colemans and three All-Australians.
All-Australians? Well, I want five of them. Two Anzac Day medals as well. Kia Swanee.
Mate, I sung on stage with the Killers.
Yeah, fair enough. You got me.
There you go. So it's three each and total six. But a drum roll if we can. It's a compelling knockout punch this week, Pix, isn't it? There's only one winner. It's so obvious. Moving from 49 to 79.
Who's this?
You.
What?
30 vote week for you, Pixie. Here we go.
You're a goose. Run. I'm positive about 65 metres around from the goals at the Cato Lake end where I just about where I banged that one home from, you know, 1986. Well, the grand final wasn't here, but no, I did bang one home from after siren from about 65, probably. Couple of hundreds here, yeah. A couple of hundreds here. Gee, we had some fun here. Morning. Well, I'll tell you what, I did notice. I can only see one. But when I did walk in, my jumper, which has been proudly hanging above the stairs there for years, they've had a fresh coat of paint. They've taken it down.
Not the Kia Pix wouldn't have been an option?
Kia Pix.
Perks. Didn't he have 31 on him one day?
In a final, yeah. He got a few junk ones late. But I think I got the interview after the game. I remember that.
You got the 31 on the ground, did you? On the day.
And the on-ground interview.
And the on-ground interview.
Well, I usually go to the play. That's about the best on the ground, Hutch. You know how it works. Tori, it was filmed at Tattyoon, just up the road from here. The last time at Tatty, I got 130. But anyway, that's another story.
What a week for picks.
Well, then you play back. It like that. When you play it like that, it's deserved 30 bucks, to be honest.
You're back this year. You've really fallen back in love with yourself after a few years where you just were a bit off you for a while. But now you're right back on you.
It's always risky when I come to stall. Always risky. I get back here and get all nostalgic.
Start running through the region, mate. The minute you get out of the car, you're starting to run through your achievements.
Well, it's interesting because we've got Mia Gross coming up after 10, yep. And Mia's come in and, well, you can ask her if she knew anything about me when she comes on here, because she came over and introduced herself before. I said, you better come back after the news. But fair to say, her dad remembered me. Let's put it that way. She's already let me know that.
Oh,
he happened to be there, tied up with the Geelong Cricket Association when I got a 200 against him.
Oh, no.
So that's votes for next week. You can ask me to tell you all about it.
He's 79, he's back. 2017 was the last time he was this fond of himself. And boy, goodness, he's off to a good start, old mate Pix. So there we go.